Hey there, to all my beautifuls, handsomes, and lovelies, you are currently tuned in to your Queen Talk Radio host, Miss Amber Nicole, and we are here to dive into Season 2, Episode 2 of the True Speak segment. Today's episode is a continuation, so to speak, of what we started in Episode 1. We've already begun the conversation of when to walk away, but now we want to take a moment to focus on actual dating. We know when to leave or when to walk away from a situation, but when is it a good time to start something new? Before we even dive into this, I think it's important to establish a clear definition of what dating is and what it consists of. By that, I mean this. People have different ways of dating, and it's important to pinpoint what dating even looks like for you prior to you making a decision to enter into the interesting world of dating. So some people, what they do is they talk to one person at a time when they're dating. For the purposes of this podcast episode, we'll refer to this style as committal dating. So you find someone you're interested in and you decide to devote your energy towards this one specific individual. You take time to get to know them and test out y'all compatibility. I feel like people who prefer this dating style usually have a desire to be in a committed relationship and by default are thinking long term. Not everybody, just, you know, some of them. Now, on the other hand, you have non-committal dating or casual dating, as it's usually referred to. Now, these are your men and women who prefer talking to multiple people in the dating stage. They're usually not committed to getting to know just one particular individual at a time. And they balance the getting to know you phase with multiple people simultaneously. Now, I personally envy these folks. I tried the non-committal dating and it just never worked for me. Like, I think it's partially for the same reasons that a polygamous or a polyamorous relationship wouldn't work for me. I'm real intentional about where I devote my energy. And if the energy level isn't reciprocated, I'm going to peep that immediately. You know what I'm saying? So you can blame that on the Scorpio in me if you like. But first of all, like most women, I want to be the only one, the only person you're devoting your undivided attention and energy towards while dating or even in an actual relationship. Now, that's no shade to those in an open style relationship. However, let's keep the cap on jealousy, insecurities, and infidelity. And it's easy to do that when there's only one person in the picture. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know what's interesting? I had a homegirl that used to come at me all the time when I was in my dating phase. I might have her as a co-host for part two of this topic because she had such an interesting perspective. But she would be like, if you're putting all your eggs in one basket, then you'll never know what else is out there. And it'll make it harder to walk away from that person because you didn't allow anyone else to spark your attention. And I would just envy her. Like, I wish I could get down like you. But when somebody sparked my attention, especially at that point, unfortunately, I was all in, and I still am, you know, even if I don't want to be, it's crazy. But, you know, that's just me. But back to dating. So once you establish if you're more of a committal or non-committal dater, then you have to ask yourself what's on the agenda. Are we going out to certain places together to hang out and enjoy each other's time and company and chill? Or are we only linking up at night? There is a clear defining line between dating and booty calls. Okay. And this is where what should be the obvious question comes in. Are you allowing intimacy to be a part of your definition of dating? For example, some people date multiple people. And during the dating phase, and they decide to include sex in their compatibility tests. Now, this is interesting because you have some individuals who prefer to leave sex out of the equation completely until they feel like that's the person who they want to pursue. And then you have some people who don't even allow sex to be a part of the conversation until like a wedding and marriage arrangements have been discussed, right? Celibacy and things of that nature. So it's interesting because this is a really interesting bullet because oftentimes sex does confuse things. Many dating situations have transpired into full-blown relationships and family situations simply because sex was a part of the conversation during that dating phase. So let's face it, Sex does bring out the crazy in some people, especially if it's good by their definition. So it can even be argued that it's a good thing to include intimacy early on in dating so that you get a more unclouded view of an individual, how they would act in that, you know, in a more committed situation to you. And then also to determine if you even want to pursue a relationship with that person, because you have some people who don't even want to consider building with someone unless they know if they're sexually compatible. So, I mean, that's why I can't wait for part two of this topic, because I'm interested to know my listeners' perspectives and point of views on this subject. Okay, so once you've analyzed what dating looks like for you, it's time to decide if you're even ready to start dating. And many times what we do is we jump into situations and the foundation is rocky, right? Because we're not ready within ourselves to even be in a relationship or even welcome the idea of dating in that season. So I feel like dating is seasonal, right? Like no one should be dating their entire life unless their objective is to not find someone to settle down with. And that's okay too, because some people are literally just dating for fun. So what I'm saying is you've defined dating. Now it's time to determine your intentions. Your intentions will let you know if you're ready in this present point in your life. Like if you're looking to settle down and commit to someone, then there's certain things that you need to check within yourself first. For starters, is there any residue on you from your previous relationship or situationship? By that, I mean this. If you're not completely over the last situationship, then maybe you're not ready to jump into the next. The truth is only you know when it's a good time for you to introduce someone new into your heart and your space. And it's so important to make sure that you're ready to see other people instead of yourself. You know, because it's necessary to spend time solo in some situations. Don't fill your space with someone new if you're not at that place yet. It's not fair to you nor to them. Sometimes we need to bring ourselves into the best version of us before we consider connecting with another individual. That, you know, we oftentimes require from others the very skills and abilities that we lack ourselves. Okay, so when you consider what qualities you're requiring from a partner, you may need to ask yourself if you're actually ready to receive or reciprocate some of those things. For example, right, I can't expect you to have it all together if I don't have at least some of it together myself. That's what we do wrong a lot of times. And it really takes a mature individual to be able to self-analyze and determine if they are the best version of themselves to even start dating. And if you wanted to be successful, then you may not necessarily want to start dating when you're in a dark place yourself. Now, if you're just dating for the hell of it or to have fun, then by all means, live your best life. But just do it safely. You know, but if you're intentional about this thing, then you may want to do some self-analyzing prior to just jumping in head first. Then there's the obvious, right? Anything you water has the potential to grow, but you have to have the time to devote towards that thing. Like a planter has to have time to spend in their garden. If they have a job that prevents them from doing what they need to do to grow the plants, then they need to get them a plant that's low maintenance. In other words, make sure you're at a place in your life where you can devote adequate time and energy towards what you want. If you're always working and still want to date, then you may need to find someone who's also always working and won't mind the lack of time or attention because they're on the same tip in this season. Again, that falls under compatibility and that takes time in itself. Do you have the time right now? The patience to find someone that you are compatible with. And that goes for those practicing committal dating or casual dating. So long story short, dating isn't for everybody and everybody has their own dating styles. It's so important to establish if you're even ready to start dating, whether you plan on dating for fun or with actual intention. You know what's on your plate and if you're emotionally and physically available. If we're looking to progress in life, then we may decide at some point that we're ready to do that and build with another individual. My advice is don't jump into it until you've done some personal analysis and reflections. Nonetheless, I wish you nothing but success in all that you do in each season. And I do speak a profitable season for you, whether you out here hustling solo or deciding to seek a partner. Y'all get active on this one. I'm definitely going to have a few guest speakers for part two, and I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to visit the Queen Talk Radio website to engage in the poll or request to be a voice on part two for this topic. We also have our vacation giveaway coming up, so you can enter to win on that website as well. And remember, you'll never know how far you can reach until you make the conscious decision to stretch and grow. I'm Amber Nicole of The Truth Speaks on Queen Talk Radio, and I love y'all to life. Be blessed.